It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we're going to start off with high school girls softball that was on KJ Country 102.3 last night. Ultimately ended in a big win for St. Anthony as they picked up the victory by a score of 11-5. But as Dustin put it during the broadcast, it was like kind of like two games in one. St. Anthony got on the board first in the fourth inning, only to have South Central take the lead away in the bottom of the fourth with scoring two runs. Then South Central added three more thanks to a three-run homer off the bat of Kenley Thompson to take a 5-1 advantage. St. Anthony did tack on a couple of runs in the top of the sixth as Jackie Vonderheide doubled. Then Ella Johnson hit a massive home run to dead center field for two runs and pulling St. Anthony within two, making it 5-3 heading into the seventh inning, where the wheels kind of came off. St. Anthony kept putting the bat on the ball and finding holes in the defense, and South Central made a miscue or two, and St. Anthony just continued to score, racking up eight runs in the top of the seventh to eventually take the 11-5 victory, as everybody contributed up and down the lineup for both teams. Addy Rios was 2-for-4 with two RBIs and a couple of stolen bases for St. Anthony. Lily Ganaway 2-for-4 with two RBIs and a sacrifice. Julia Schultz 3-for-5. Ava Walton 3-for-4 with a double and two RBIs and a walk. Camille Wines 1-for-5 with an RBI. Ava Faber 1-for-3 with an RBI. Jackie Vonderheide 2-for-4 with a double and a stolen base and an RBI. Ella Johnson had her home run and two RBIs. And Nancy Ruhall, 0-for-2, but was hit by a pitch and drew a walk. For South Central, Kyris Swift was 2-for-4 at the plate. Maddie Petticourt, 0-for-3, but drew a walk. So did Caitlin Swift go 0-for-3, also drawing a walk. Kenley Thompson was 2-for-4, including that home run and three RBIs. Lauren Johnson, 0-for-3, but she knocked in a run. Amelia Montez, 1-for-1, with a walk and a hit by pitch. Abby Schuler, 0-for-2, but a walk and an RBI. Bree Buchanan was 1-for-3 at the plate. And Percy Reed was 2-for-3 with a double for South Central. Nancy Ruhall first threw the first three innings. Then Chloe Kelly pitched, and Camille Wines came in for the final two. She didn't allow a run and ended up pitching the victory, just giving up two hits in her two innings. Taking the tough luck loss was Lauren Johnson. She threw into the seventh inning, giving up 11 hits, seven runs, four of them earned. Maddie Petticourt came in and threw in relief, and she gave up four hits and four runs in her inning, striking out two, as St. Anthony got the victory again by a score of 11-5. Other NTC softball matchups saw Windsor Stu Straws defeat Neoga 3-0. It was a no-hitter for Kendra Hayes, who went all seven innings, striking out 12, walking four in the victory, as Sam Hayes was 2-for-3 at the plate. Maya Freeze 2-for-4. Also, Hayes picked up a hit, as did Freeze for Windsor Stu Straws in the victory, as they picked up the 3-0 win. It was a big win for Aldemont, as they had a combined no-hitter from Grace Lemke and Sophia Long. Lemke threw the first three innings, striking out seven, walking one. Long threw the last two innings, striking out two, walking one, as Aldemont picked up the 15-0 victory in five innings, pounding out 11 hits. Flea Hardy was 2-for-4 with a double. Piercy 2-for-3, and Tun 2-for-3 to lead the hit parade for Aldemont in that win. Titopoulos defeated Cowden-Herrick Beecher City 12-0, as they allowed just one hit. Jersey Gaddis pitched the one-hitter through five innings, striking out nine, walking six. Hartke was 3-for-3 at the top of the order with a double. Wormert also doubled. Haney was 2-for-3, as was Boris, and Gaddis was 2-for-2 for Titopoulos in that victory. It was Effingham defeating Hillsboro 10-2 in seven innings, 10 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Effingham. Hillsboro, two runs, eight hits, and three errors. Engel and Harvey both doubled. Harvey was 3-for-4 on the day. Kirk also 2-for-4 on the day in the win. Althoff throwing the first five, while Armstrong threw the final two innings for Effingham in the win there. Switching to baseball, St. Anthony fell to Waltonville by a score of 4-0 as Waltonville had a one-hitter against St. Anthony. A double for Alex Meyer was the only hit for the Bulldogs in the 4-0 loss. For South Central in baseball, a big win over Odin Patoka Sandoval 17-2 in four innings. Lots of hitting heroes, as you can imagine, as Callaway Smith was 2-for-4 at the plate, Colton Smith 3-for-4, Gerettis was 3-for-4, and Moore 1-for-2 with a double. Gerettis doubled and Callaway Smith doubled as well. Gerettis, he pitched the game going all four innings, allowing just two hits, and by the way, at the plate, he also chipped in with six RBIs. Close battle between Windsor Stew Straws and Dietrich. Dietrich led 4-0 going into the bottom of the sixth, but Windsor Stew Straws rallied with all five of their runs in that inning. Verdine doubled, both Verdines doubled as a matter of fact, as they led the offense as Blaze Verdine threw the first four innings and was wrapped up by the other Verdine as well. Apologize, I can't think of his first name. It starts with a C. Anyway, 5-4, the win for Windsor Stew Straws. Aldemont defeated Neoga in an Indian battle as Aldemont got the 8-0 victory behind the strong pitching of Cade Melville. He went all seven, allowed just two hits, walked no one while striking out 16. Also had a good day at the plate, going 2-for-3. Elam was 2-for-4, and Wagner 1-for-4 with a double to pace the Aldemont offense as Hackman and Coy got the two hits for Neoga in the loss. Newton picked up a win overall, only 9-2, as Quincy Fulton went 2-for-4 with a home run, and Meinhardt was 3-for-3 with a double in the win. Bartholomew threw all seven innings, allowing just five hits and two runs, only one of them earned in the win for Newton. It was a big win for CHBC over Ramsey, 16-1, as CHBC scored 11 in the first inning and cruised to the victory. And it was a one-hit affair with Macklin allowing just one hit to Ramsey in the 16-1 victory there. Tennis results saw Tatopoulos blank Greenville 9-0. Wins in the singles action in order: Colin Habing, Oliver Lee, Will Lewis, Paul Huber, Owen Harmon, and Tommy Habing won the 1-6 singles, the 1-3 doubles to Oliver Lee and Noah Thompson. Then Paul Huber and Owen Harmon won the number 2, followed by Derek Schmidt and Jacob Probst, completing the sweep with the number 3 doubles. St. Anthony defeated Newton 8-1. Manane Mossman of St. Anthony won the number 1 singles, while Alex Biggert of Newton won the number 2 singles. Then it was St. Anthony the rest of the way. Alex Hackman, Jackson Schultz, Connor Eggers, and Ethan Karolevich wrapped up the 3-6 singles. The doubles all to St. Anthony as well. Manane Mossman and Ethan Karolevich won the number 1. Joey Trupiano and Alex Hackman the number 2 doubles. And Connor Eggers and Jackson Schultz won the number 3 doubles. It was Mattoon blanking Effingham in tennis action as well, 9-0. Results from the Lady Tiger home meet, which featured Olney, Newton, Lawrenceville, and Sisney. Olney got the victory with 126 points. Newton had 98 points, Lawrenceville 18, and Sisney 15. Top three finishers for Newton in certain events: the 400 meters, Cameron Martin finished third overall. In the 800 meters, it was a second for Lena Marshall. Lily Yeager finished third for Newton. 1600 meters, Lena Marshall finished second. In the 100 meter hurdles, it was a second for Stella Shackman and a third for Morgan Schaefer. In the 300 meter hurdles, Morgan Schaefer finished second. Karrison Martin finished third. 4x100 meters was won by Newton's Shackman, Schaefer, McVicker, and Kinder. And the 4x2 won by Shackman, McVicker, Schaefer, and Kinder as well. 4x4 relay to Karrison and Cameron Martin, Grace Shoemaker, and Sydney Kinder. 4x8 relay, they won second, by the way, in the 4x4. The 4x8 second as well, Leila Tishunskawa, Kate Bierman, Lily Yeager, and Shea Bennett. Discus, Shea Bennett finished in first, followed by Maddie Brummer second. High jump, Audrey Beals was first for Newton. Pole vault, Karrison Martin first, Cameron Martin second. Long jump to Stella Shackman, she finished second there for Newton. And triple jump, Isabel Meinhardt finished in third. Congratulations goes out to Ryan Schmidt, as he will be signing a letter of intent to play college golf and college basketball for Southeastern Illinois College. That signing will take place today at 3 o'clock in the high school lobby. Reminder that sign-ups for the Special Rec League with the Effingham Park District, deadline is April 18th. To register online, go to effinghamparkdistrict.org. Big schedule that's on our websites at kjcountry.com and 979xfm.com for local sports. You can check that out there. Major League action last night, St. Louis defeated Houston 8-3. Padres came from behind to beat the Cubs 10-4. Houston at St. Louis at 6:45 tonight. Cubs at Padres at 8:40 this evening. NHL action saw Chicago defeat Montreal by a score of 4-3 in overtime. Final regular season games for both the Blues and the Blackhawks tonight. Chicago at Ottawa at 6, Utah at St. Louis at 7. NBA play-in tournament begins with Atlanta at Orlando at 6:30. The winner will play the 2-seed Celtics, while the loser drops in to a game against the winner of Miami and Chicago tomorrow night. Memphis at Golden State at 9. The winners will move in to take on the 2-seed Rockets in the playoffs. The loser will play the winner of Dallas and Sacramento. So that's a look at sports on this Tuesday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.